Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Once more, friends, this is Tom Jeffrey, and we come to you with a sparkling array of Hollywood talent to entertain you during this session of our Hollywood Spotlight. You're going to have the pleasure of hearing those three famous young men about town, the three ambassadors. Then, Phil Harris and his great orchestra are featuring this time that charming little singer from Dixie, Leah Ray. Of course, the Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke, is with us. And as a final topper, Bob Byrd, interviewed by our very good friend, Don Wilson. Well, let's get underway as the three ambassadors stomp off with the Dixieland Band.
You ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band? Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and the clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin, ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the Maple Leaf Rag, they would get swinging, but the trumpets would drag. They had to keep him cause he played so sweet. But they needed someone who could give them the beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm, rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing. They got him so they couldn't play right. Finally he fixed them on a Saturday night. He hit a figure that was off the court. Apoplexy got him and they went to the Lord. And that's the pitiful story, story of the Dixieland Band. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it, Gabriel is his name. And now folks, here is an example. Listen to the Dixieland Band. It's the judgment day, cause just Mr. Gabriel's sound of his air. Ra-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the Dixieland Band is the fixin' to play.
Thank you, boys. That was really swell. Yes, sir. Well, now, Phil Harris, it's your turn. And I'm going to ask you to introduce your portion of our review yourself. Come in, Phil.
Yes. Now Leah Ray has a second-hand heart for sale. Now, if you only had a repossessed liver, we might make a deal.
Thank you. the mail. I want to find a certain someone who will make it just as good as new, my second-hand heart for sale. I know it wasn't used so very much. It only needs somebody's gentle touch. So won't somebody try to patch it up and see if he can match it up, my second-hand heart for sale. So if Conoray has just a wee little bit there, showing a few signs of wear, but it could be mended with care. The price I know is really very low. I'd only ask a little kiss or so. So won't somebody come along and say, I'll take it, cause it's bargain day, second-hand heart for sale. The mail. I want to find a certain someone who will make it just as good as new, my second-hand heart for sale. I know it wasn't used so very much. It only needs somebody's gentle touch. So won't somebody try to patch it up and see if he can match it up, my second-hand heart for sale. Though it's kind of ragged, it's just a wee little bit bare, showing a few signs of wear, but it could be mended with care. The price I know is really very low. I'd only ask a little kiss or so. So won't somebody come along and say, I'll take it, cause it's bargain day, second-hand heart for sale.
Oh, that was delightful, Leah, and we're looking forward to hearing from you soon again. All right, Don Wilson, bring that young man of the mountain out on the stage with you, and let's have a go at a bit of Arkansas philosophy. Don Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, and Bob Bird. I wonder what's the matter with Bob. He looks kind of pale.
Listen, you know, you want to know why I look pale, Don.
That's what I want
to
know.
Well, you see, I've been working all week at a local vaudeville house here, and this applause just kind of startled me here, is all.
Well, they tell me that you stopped the show over there. Is that right?
No, Don, I didn't exactly stop the show, but I did slow it up quite a bit.
You know, I've often wondered how you ever got started in the show business, Bob.
Don, I started in show business on a dude ranch down in Arkansas. I was a comedian down there in the stable.
Comedian in the stable? Yeah. I never heard of a comedian in the stable.
Well, you see, they had a lot of stubborn horses, Don. They'd clamp their teeth shut and wouldn't let the boys put the bits in their mouth, and it was my job to tell jokes to these horses. Then when the horses would start to yawn, they'd slip the bits in their mouth.
Tell me, did you ever make the horses laugh?
No, I didn't, Don. It wasn't until some time later when I started in vaudeville that I got my first horse leg.
Tell me, was telling jokes to the horses all you had to do in the stable?
No, Don, I was also the stable stenographer.
Oh, the stable stenographer. You mean you took down dictation?
No, I took down hay for the horse. Even at that, Don, I liked it much better than I did later on in vaudeville.
Well, tell me, why was that?
Well, you see, in vaudeville, Don, you had to work on the bill with some terrible acts. Now, there was an act right ahead of me that fella got out there and told a lot of bad jokes, and people would start hissing him. And then I'd get out there following him and get about halfway through my act, and the people would start thinking about this other guy, and they'd start hissing again.
Well, even at that, there's something about the atmosphere of the stage that you just can't help but like, is there?
Yeah, Don, I admit the atmosphere of the stage is better than the old job.
You must meet a lot of funny people on a dude ranch down there in Arkansas.
Yeah, one of the funniest things I ever ran into was a woman. It's the first time this lady had ever been out of the city. And the first morning I was riding along with her, and she pointed over in a pasture and says, "What's that funny-looking animal over there?" I says, "Lady, that's just a plain, ordinary old cow." She says, "What's those things growing out of its head?" I says, "Those are its horns." Just then the cow went moo. She says, which horn did he blow then? See? I just tell you that, Don, to let you know I've been in show business a long time.
Well, it must be wonderful to be out there at night under the big moon, so romantic.
Don, you're too easy led, but I'll tell you about that moon. That moon ain't near as big as it used to be, Don.
What do you mean the moon isn't as big as it used to be?
Well, you see, Kate Smith darn near wore the moon out trying to get it over the mountain.
Okay, Don and Bob, okay. Well, Larry Burke, the spotlight shines on you and your offering. Let's hear from the Hollywood troubadour.
Without a word of warning, my life has begun. Without a word of warning, two hearts beat as one. From out of nowhere you came to me. A breeze passed by, whispering your name to me. Without a word of warning, and strange as it seems, we kissed, and with a kiss you invaded my dreams. I don't know how it happened, but out of the blue above, you came along to answer my song of love.